You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Let's get inspired. We're joined by Young Living corporate trainer, Haley Zitting. As a member of the education and training team, Haley travels and teaches about essential oils and Young Living. We're delighted to have her share her knowledge, and we know you're going to love her energy. Her and I are going to talk about essential oil basics, essential oils 101. So grab a notebook and let's jump right in. So how many times have you been asked what an essential oil is? You know, when I'm talking about how I work at Young Living and kind of what I do on a daily basis, that's like one of the first questions. And I know you get
totally, those. Totally, yeah.
It's one of the first questions people tend to ask if they're not familiar.
Right.
It's like, what is an essential oil? So Haley, you know, as you've been traveling and teaching people, what have you found to be the best answer to this question?
Yeah, so I'm so much like you. I get asked that question all the time, especially from family and friends. Just because I didn't grow up in a home where we used natural alternatives very often. And so when I started kind of experimenting with essential oils and changing the way that I saw my health, people were very intrigued and just wondered, you know, what the reasoning was behind those decisions. And so when people ask me what is an essential oil, I always like to teach that there's three words to use when explaining essential oils.
Okay.
They are very potent, so very strong, 100 to 10,000 times more concentrated than herbs. So that's pretty incredible. They're volatile, so they change very quickly from a liquid form to a gas form, which makes them very readily accessible to your body. So you can put them on your skin and they're very quick to start working. And they are extracted through a process called distillation. The other word that I like to use is they're versatile. So there's so many different ways to use essential oils that's a benefit that I really saw when I first was introduced to them.
So potency, volatility, and versatility.
Yeah.
Kind of the three words that
you
help describe an essential oil. Let's share kind of the history of essential oils and, you know, both in general and maybe just quickly Young Living's too.
Essential oils have been around pretty much since the beginning of time, and they are, obviously, they come from plants, so plants have been around forever. So they really are nothing new, and it's interesting because historically speaking, there is strong evidence suggesting that ancient Romans, ancient Chinese, the Egyptians, all these very unique cultures have used essential oils in their health practices, spiritual practices, since, you know, the beginning of time. So essential oils really are nothing new. As far as Young Living is concerned, Young Living has been around for about 20 years, and our founder, Gary Young, just started using essential oils in his own life and really saw the benefit and wanted to share that with people all around the globe. And so he started Young Living Essential Oils with a tiny little farm in Spokane, Washington. And now we are a huge company that's worldwide in so many different countries. And so that growth has been amazing.
Yeah. So when was the first time that you used essential oils?
I remember my first experience with an essential oil was actually with Peace and Calming, Young Living's Peace and Calming, which is such a popular blend.
It's also seasonal.
Yeah, it is. So Peace and Calming was the first one that I used, and it was probably like 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I fell in love so quickly, and then I just expanded what I was using and what I was more open to using, and I absolutely loved peppermint the first time I used it, and so those really became staples in my life, and then the whole world of blends and essential oils like just kept evolving and becoming more incorporated. So
you mentioned a little bit when we were talking about, you know, what an essential oil is, but let's dive a little bit deeper. Now that we, you know, have a very Reader's Digest version of what an essential oil and the brief history that we talked about. So let's kind of jump into those.
Essential oils are extracted primarily through three different extraction methods. The first one is steam distillation, and that's done, I like to think of it as a double boiler type situation where you have the plant material and the steam below that's boiling rises up through the plant material, which then extracts the essential oil. And then the essential oil and the floral water mixture is then filtered down and cooled gradually and then separated. Right. So that's kind of the basis of steam extraction. The next method is cold pressing, and this method is primarily used with our citrus oils, so orange, lemon, tangerine, grapefruit. And I didn't mention this before, but essential oils are stored in different parts of the plant, depending on the essential oil we're talking about. So in these types of essential oils, citrus oils, the essential oil is stored in the peel. And so you extract it very carefully using a cold pressing method, which basically you press the rind of the fruit and extract the essential oil that way. Cool. The last way is resin tapped. And this method is primarily used for our frankincense essential oil. Yeah. And a lot of people know frankincense is a little bit more expensive. And I like to think of it personally as it being expensive because of the method that we have to use to get the essential oil. Basically, resin tapping, you go out and you have to put the tree in distress to cause the tree to produce a sap-like resin. Gotcha. And then you go back out. Once the resin is produced, you collect the resin, and then that resin is then steam distilled to extract the essential oil. So it's a lot more labor intensive. It takes more time. And that method, like I said, is used for frankincense and myrrh. Those are two of the most popular oils that we use that method for. Yeah.
So Young Living has distilleries and farms across the globe, right? Have you been able to travel to any of them and see the ways we are able to extract essential oil?
Yeah, and I grew up in Utah, so I actually went to school for a few years down in southern Utah. So I drove many times past the Mona, Utah farm. And I always remember being so intrigued by it when I would drive by when I was in college and such. But when I first got to go to the Mona farm and tour and see the seed to sale process in action, it honestly was life-changing. And I know that sounds really like cliche, and maybe people think I'm being dramatic, but it's such an amazing place to go, and just to see the integrity that the company has is just amazing. I loved it. It's so beautiful down there.
So Young Living talks a lot about the quality of the essential oils. Let's talk a little bit about how you identify a quality essential oil and the ways that Young Living kind of promises that.
Perfect. We talked about earlier how essential oils are everywhere nowadays.
Yeah.
Totally seems like a fad at first, but now every company, I feel like, is coming out with their own line of essential oils, and it's hard to know what you're getting. But it's interesting because there isn't a lot of regulation on essential oils. So if you go to your local grocery store and just buy the cheapest essential oil you can find, chances are the quality is not anywhere near what Young Living produces, because they can be heavily diluted with other types of, like, coconut oil, and so they're not going to be as potent. Something that I just absolutely love about Young Living is the seed to sale process. And this process basically guarantees the purity of the essential oil that Young Living produces. So from the seed that's planted into the ground to the seal that's put on the essential oil bottle, the five steps in between really guarantees what you're getting. So basically those five steps are seed, and then cultivate, distill, test, and seal. And in each of those categories, there's very rigorous standards that have to be met in order for the essential oil to be passed on to the next step in the process. And it was so interesting. You can go to Young Living Farms and actually tour and see the seed to sale process in action. And that's probably why it was so life-changing when I went down to the farm for the first time, because, I mean, everyone hears about seed to seal, and it's this great, great thing, awesome guarantee, but until you see it in action, it really puts things in perspective.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going down there for a team building activity, and we were out in the lavender field, and our tour guide was talking to us, and he said, do you see all the weeds? And I just looked down and I hadn't noticed them before. I didn't, you know, I didn't know. And so I looked down and then sure enough, there's weeds growing right alongside the lavender. And he said, so how do you think we're going to get get the weeds to go away? And I was like, well, we're not going to use sprays or chemicals like normal people might do. And so I'm just thinking in my head, and I turn around, and right at that moment, he is standing there grabbing a shovel out of the back of the truck, handing it to me. And he's like, get to work. This is what we're doing today. And that's literally what we did. We walked up and down the lavender fields, pulling weeds by hand. And that was just such a testament to me that Young Living doesn't take shortcuts, and that the seed to sale guarantee really is taken so seriously within the company.
So like you've been mentioning, essential oils aren't created equal. What are some key points that kind of help differentiate that?
Essential oils that are high quality are going to be fast acting, effective. You should notice a difference very quickly when you're using a high quality essential oil. They are simple to use. They're convenient. I love essential oils because they're so easy to take with me everywhere I go. I have them in my desk drawers and in my glove box. And they're just going to be beneficial for your health. Like I said, since there aren't a lot of regulations on essential oils, a lot of companies can just heavily dilute a small amount of pure essential oil. So you could have a bottle of essential oil that's really only about 5% essential oil, and the rest is just a diluted carrier oil. And so that's not going to be a high quality essential oil, and Young Living never does that. So those are just some tips that I like to give, is you should be able to notice a difference pretty quickly.
So what are the ways that we can use essential oils?
Yeah, essential oils, that was probably the biggest learning curve for me when I started using them, is I was so used to having a specific usage for a health alternative. And essential oils, they're so versatile, like I said earlier. Yeah. You have hundreds of essential oils, and then you add in essential oil blends. And it was so overwhelming for me to even begin using essential oils, because I just didn't know what would work best. So the three ways you can use essential oils are topically, aromatically, and internally or dietary. So it's going to differ depending on what your goals are with using essential oils. But if you're going to use them topically, basically you could just apply them to your skin wherever you feel you might need it most. Obviously, there's some safety tips that we can go over with topical application. And then with aromatic use, that's just simply using a diffuser or smelling the effects of the essential oil right from the bottle.
Right.
And then you have dietary usage, which Young Living has their Vitality oil line, which gives you the exact usage tips right on the bottle of every label. So you can create capsules, you can cook with them, you can put them in your favorite drink or beverage. And so there's a lot of different ways to use them.
So like you mentioned, there are a few quick safety tips, right? Starting out with essential oils can be a little overwhelming for sure. But let's just like briefly mention, and we obviously want people to research and find out what's going to work best for them. But what are some like just general, like starting out with the basic safety tips?
I always tell people the most important thing is to always have a carrier oil on hand. And that's just simply because everybody is different. Everyone's body is different as well. So what might work for me might not work for you. And so you kind of have to experiment. But it's always good to have a carrier oil on hand just in case some type of reaction occurs, or your body thinks it's like a hot oil, which it's not actually burning your skin.
Sure.
If you feel like when you apply an essential oil, if it's hot on your skin, a carrier oil is going to help with that.
So what is a carrier oil, just for those who, like I said, are kind of getting started? What are some examples of those?
A carrier oil is just another fat-soluble oil that you can use to help dilute an essential oil's potency. So like olive oil, almond oil, coconut oil, jojoba. There's so many different types that you can use. And just basically, let's say I applied peppermint topically and it was making me uncomfortable, it was too strong. You just get your carrier oil and apply it on top until you feel more comfortable, you know? And so it's just an easy thing to have around, especially if you're using essential oils on children or on people with very sensitive skin. You always want to have a carrier oil on hand just in case you need, you know, to dilute a little bit.
Great. So what are some other tips?
I always suggest doing a patch test if you're using an essential oil that you've never used before. And basically all this is you just apply the essential oil on your forearm and watch to see how your skin reacts in your body. And like I said, have carrier oil on hand. But if your body is going to react, a reaction will usually occur within the first 5 to 10 minutes. So watch the area, and if nothing happens, then I think you're good to go. Also, a lot of people think that the more essential oil you use, the better. Like if I want really like good results really quickly, I'm going to add a lot of essential oil. And that's not necessarily the case. Usually 1 to 2 drops for topical use is plenty. And so we always say, start low and go slow. So start with a low amount of drops and then just work your way up gradually over time.
Great. That's a really great place to start for, you know, just quick safety tips. And, you know, as you explore Young Living's different sites on the blog, on the podcast, shameless plug.
Yeah, totally.
and throughout, you know, the VO member news, as well as just their own research that they prefer, they'll be able to find a lot of different safety tips. But I appreciate you sharing kind of those quick ones that give you a good place to start. So you mentioned earlier that, you know, when you first started using essential oils, it was a little overwhelming. So let's say you're someone listening to this podcast, you're like, I am in that same exact boat, Haley.
Yeah.
Tell me where to start. What are maybe 2 or 3 essential oils that you would suggest people starting with?
That is such a good question and also very hard to answer.
Sure.
Because I now have so many favorite essential oils that it's hard to really narrow it down. But I do have my 2 or 3 that I always go back to and I'm always recommending to family and friends. Just starting out with essential oils, I always, pretty much my number one that I always am recommending is peppermint. Just because it is very user-friendly and there's, like I said, it's just very versatile. So you can use it for many different things. Plus, it smells really good.
Yeah.
So I love peppermint. I use it mostly topically, but I also love diffusing it in my home with the citrus oils.
Yeah.
So lime and peppermint is my favorite
diffusing
combo. The other essential oil that I typically recommend is lavender, and that's another pretty safe oil to recommend to friends and family because everyone is familiar with lavender, right?
Yeah.
And lavender, it has so many uses. So I love adding lavender into my like moisturizers and non-scented creams. I love diffusing it at night or after a long day at work. So there's a lot of different ways you can incorporate lavender into your life, which, like I said, it's not one of those scary like oils that you are not quite sure how to use. Lavender's pretty generally like safe and user-friendly. I personally love Digyes.
Yeah.
It's like the most random, but I would say that was like my conversion oil, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like the oil that I used that really made me a believer in essential oils. And so I typically use Digyes topically. I don't usually like love the smell of Digyes.
Yeah.
But I have just noticed a difference when I use it and I love it. And I also use it internally in a capsule. And so that's the Digyes Vitality, obviously. It's so hard to decide, but I love the Deep Relief Roll-On. I always have that with me. Everywhere I go, I have it in my purse. I am a high school soccer coach, too.
Oh,
so
cool.
I have that in my coaching bag. And all my little soccer players are obsessed with deep relief. Yeah. Like, they always, I look up on the hill, and water breaks, and they're just, like, rubbing it on them, and practice always smells good.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
That's another oil that I always have with me.
And I know we were talking a few weeks ago, and I want you to share this because I think it's a really cool idea. We were talking, and you mentioned that when you first started here, you were issued a challenge to try a different oil just for a week that you've never tried. Do you want to kind of explain that a little bit
better?
I
totally forgot about that conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a good memory. So I was telling Trent how overwhelming essential oils can be, and that a member actually told me, what you need to do is just get your starter kit or get the oils that the new oils you want to try and open that oil and use it for a whole week and just focus every day on finding a new way to use that essential oil. And so I took that challenge to heart, and I just started getting new essential oils that I wanted to try or ones that I had that I didn't really know how to use. And I am constantly still trying to incorporate that in my life because I was just amazed that every day I really would always find a new way to use this specific essential oil, whether it was Panaway or Rutavala, like, you know, some random oils that I just had in my cupboard. And it's really eye-opening to see that there really are so many uses for essential oils.
And I think that's a really fun thing, too, about Young Living. There's so many singles, there's so many blends, and there's so many oil-infused products that, I mean, you could try a new product probably every day and, you know, go into a few
years later.
Well, thank you for sitting down with me, you know, having this conversation and sharing kind of, you know, the basics of essential oils.
Yeah, definitely. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I always like chatting with you.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. Now that you've heard a basic introduction to essential oils, you should feel confident to give them a try for yourself. Or, if you're already a pro, try hosting an event, listening to this podcast, and starting conversations with your team. This podcast is for you, dear listeners, so comment on the webpage and let us know what you'd love to hear. Head over to youngliving.com/podcast today. Thanks for joining us on Drop of Inspiration. I'm your host, Trent Morrison. Until next time.